And how do you talk about the fact that there's a change in weather conditions? So for example, if it's just real lovely weather, but it looks as though there's going to be a change, you might say the weather is what?
The weather looks like it will be changeable, or the wind changing, or we'll probably get some rain, or it's too warm for this time of year.
Would you ever say
it's too steamy for it? I mean, like for the last two or three days, you know, it'd be steamy and hot.
You're expecting
a change in the weather.
Okay. Would you ever say, or have you ever heard, the weather is threatening?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Would you say that?
Yes, you can say the weather's threatening. It's threatening rain.
Okay, what about gathering? Have you heard gathering use that word?
No,
turning?
I've never heard of it.
What about breaking? Breaking.
I've heard the weather, I mean, when the clouds act well, that you can see the sky, it's breaking off.
Oh, it's getting better.
It's better getting better.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Breaking. Uh-huh.
Okay. And, well, this is more of the same. If it's been cloudy and the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you say
it's the weather's breaking.
Okay. What about it's beginning to lighten up? You got any way to say that?
Yes, it's beginning to,
what about clear up or
the
clear
bay, you could, it could be you. I was just fixing to say it would be clearing, or it's faring off.
Faring off.
Faring off. Uh-huh.
Okay. And the different degrees or amount of rain that you might have around here?
Well, now, we've just had showers. Actually, we haven't had several inches of rain this spring or this summer.
The lightest amount of rain that you might say.
It would just be a shower.
Just a shower. Mm-hmm. If it were a little bit more than that, you might
It'd be just a good shower or a little heavier rain.
What about if it was just a real heavy rain that just lasted?
You just say a pour down.
Oh,
okay. Just a
pour down. There's some few ones here.
Yeah, I know.
Pour down it.
I heard some brother was talking about the other day. He says, well, we had one of those gully washers.
A gully washer?
Yeah.
I heard gully washer, too. I heard of a goose drum.
Yeah, no, I heard of that.
Somebody has, apparently. The gully washer is the one.
Got a gully washer.
And what do you call a storm that has thunder and lightning?
Tornado.
If the wind was very high during the night, you might say, well, all night long the wind
blew very, very hard.
Okay. And if you're talking about the wind coming from, say, that direction, you might say...
The wind is from the west,
okay,
or north, south, or east, or northeast, or northwest.
Okay. And a wind that's halfway between south and west, you'd say, well, that's...
It's a southwest.
And halfway between south and east, you'd call it?
Southeast.
And east and north?
And northeast.
And west and north?
Northwest.
Okay.
That's where the wind is today, in the northwest coming in that door.
Right. And we talked about heavy rain and so forth. We talked about a shower. Would you ever say a drizzle or...
Oh, yes.
What's a drizzle now in relation to a shower?
Just a drizzle is just...